I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So I'm not making jokes because it's serious. I mean, this coronavirus thing is obviously, it's serious.
Yes.
Right?
I'm not contagious. I'm not sick.
Thank God.
But I believe I had the dramatic realization driving in this morning. I am the world's first victim, I believe. I believe I am the world's first victim of coronavirus shaming.
Okay, why?
Because Sunday, Saturday was a pretty big day. You know what I mean? And I was around a lot of people. Mountain West Conference Tournament Championship.
Yeah.
Did the post-game, ceremonies and all that kind of stuff. So there's, a lot of sweaty people jumping up and down around.
That was my I talked to Buddy about that last night about it. And I was like, yeah, Joe was around a lot of people this weekend.
Covered, yeah, I'm covered in God only knows what. And, and then Saturday night, right after that, so then I go, and not for nothing, changed from slacks and a polo to a tux in a public bathroom.
Oh, balancing that without touching anything?
Oh my gosh. You'd be shocked at how many times I've done that and how oddly comfortable I am in doing that. But so through all of that, then so Saturday was a big day. Sunday, then the wind blows in, all the dust, and it's kind of change of seasons a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah.
Spring forward, fall back, yeah. All that, la, 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 la. So then I'm coughing and sneezing all day, and my eyes are watering. Because it's that day.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm an allergy denier. I don't have allergies, but apparently I have allergies.
Yeah.
And then literally I looked at my wife and I went, I probably can't go to work. She goes, are you sick? And I go, no.
No. But they've shamed you. They've shamed you into feeling like any sort of hiccup that you have in your world is coronavirus related. I feel you on that.
Well, and I just didn't want to be, and I don't know. I don't know about you guys. Not only are we so aware of how often we touch our faces now.
Yeah.
I saw your tweet yesterday. Kelly tweeted yesterday, must touch face. I don't know about you guys too, but every once in a while, like anybody, I'll just, someone will get in my nose and I sneeze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that around people the other day, and it was just a quick, that's you, and I'm good. Man, people, and I don't know if they actually were looking at me or not, but it felt like they were.
Oh, yeah. Patient zero for them, basically, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I covered. I'm good. I'm not. It's fine.
Yeah.
But that's why I didn't come to work yesterday. I was perfectly fine. We Sunday night, I sent the text, said, sorry, guys, I've been coughing and sneezing all day, so I'm not going to come to work because I'm not supposed to.
You made the right call.
And then my wife and I looked at each other and went, okay, now what? So we went, honest to God, we went and had spicy ramen.
Ooh, nice.
All of that, all of the congestion and everything left my body. And I went, I'm getting over on this.
Perfect.
So
spicy ramen it is.
Here I am.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, and I don't.
I was really glad you weren't sick yesterday. Because when we texted, I was like, please, for the love of God, tell me Chet's not ill, right?
No, and I even told you that
yeah.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
I admitted it straight up to the boss. But I go, I'm coughing and sneezing.
I like your spicy ramen technique, too, a lot better because I was using Q-tips to clean out my nose when I also had the sniffles because of allergies. I actually have allergies. And with the wind kicking up, my nose itched continuously on Sunday. I'm like, I don't want to touch my face. So I use Q-tips to clean out my nose. I know it sounds extreme and it's dumb, but
of all the really weird stuff that you've said in nearly 5 years of being together, that could be number one.
Okay.
I have such an odd vision in my head right now. Are you just sitting there with a Q-tip just rooting around in your nostril? Oh, got it.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I hate right now that we've succumbed to this. To the coronavirus hysteria. But that's all Kayla and I have talked about for the first half hour before the show. Because I didn't come to work yesterday.
Yeah.
Only because, and I believe I'm the first victim of coronavirus shaming, because I had, you know, just the seasonal, the wind kicked up. I got a something. There, yeah. You know, like all the trees in my neighborhood are blooming and all that kind of stuff. So my eyes were watery and I was coughing and sneezing. And I went, I can't go to work. I can't go to work. They'll throw me out.
I would. If you came in here.
Would you be mad yesterday?
If you had come in here coughing and sneezing, even in the slightest, I probably would have texted our boss, JB, and been like, how do I tell Chet that he needs to leave?
Just like that. You need to leave.
You need to go, sir.
Would you have been upset? You're in a different room.
I'm in a different room.
You don't care.
Now, I would have been upset, though, if it was actual coughing and sneezing with, like, cold mucus and stuff. Then I would have been right there with Kayla, like, gross. You got to go home.
Oh, God, the word mucus. Ugh.
I know, mucus is gross. It's
How about this?
We knew what you meant.
Moist mucus.
Oh, knock it off. Knock it off.
That should be against the FCC right there.
Yes. You should go home for that. Yeah, so Sunday, although I felt fine. I knew exactly what it was, but I went, I can't go to work.
No.
These people will get, they'll, you know, the old tar and feathering and run you out on a rail and burn him at the stake. Yeah.
I'd run you out a microphone with a really long cord out and you could stand outside and we'd do the whole show that way.
Or you could. Either way, as long as we're separated.
I'm totally okay with that, yes. As long as we're in different areas.
As long as we were in different places.
Oh my God, that's funny.
I don't know.
I'm so concerned too with, like, I watch too many movies, guys. So I was watching like 2 days ago the Mission Impossible movie when they like inject the girl with the virus that's supposed to kill 85 bajillion people. And that's all I can think about is that somewhere in Europe or in China, someone injected someone and now we all have the coronavirus because of it. And so I need to stop watching TV when stuff like this happens.
I assume our business is like a lot of others too. We just got the memo yesterday about, do you have plans where you could work from home for a week? What? Why? I don't want to. Can you imagine what that would be like? Like literally, if they were telling people that we had to work from that. And by the way, if you're still confused why people are running out and getting toilet paper, it's because they're afraid that they're gonna make you stay home.
That's the whole thing. Yeah,
God, I can't even.
So yesterday our boss came in and was just like, "Hey, we need to be prepared for this." So we spent a good chunk of time yesterday just prepping and getting ready in case we all can't be in the studio. And we have like an engineer basically here from sunup to sundown trying to program everyone's computers if we need to work from home now.
Which I find very interesting because in our industry, specifically what we do is in the state of emergency or any sort of, let's say the entire Southern Highlands was on fire or something like that, we have to be here to be able to relay the information to the masses.
Yeah.
So I find that very, very interesting that it would be like, shut down, you need to work from home.
They might only need like one person here.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that you would still need someone.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you scared?
Yes.
Are you really?
I'm scared because of I have not prepared. Like I'm trying not to go out and buy toilet paper and all that stuff because I'm like, it's fine. But now the idea that like this email's coming down from our boss and they're like, because they might, if they quarantine people, I'm like, I'm not prepared.
Better question. So you're not prepared?
I'm not very prepared.
Are you prepared?
Yeah, because I've always been like,
yeah, right?
I stay away from people who are sick. I don't, and when I do open doors and when I do touch a lot of things that the rest of the masses touch, I've washed my hands. So
if you had to stay in your house for 72 hours, could you?
I could, as long, you know, I think the only time I wouldn't be prepared is if, and this isn't the case with the coronavirus, but if, like, if we lost electricity, gas, and water.
Oh, God.
Just because, like, I want to be able to, like, do some steaks, some shrimp, and then now I'm depressed because all I have are canned vegetables. So that's my only worry is that I have to eat vegetables.
And the one, there's actually two stories with that. Number one, a buddy and I had a great conversation this weekend about bidets, which would have never happened without coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Because we were like, everybody's so worried about that, you know, about having to stay in your house. And that's why they're running out and getting toilet paper. And it was like, we should just get bidets. Because the water's not going to be affected.
Okay.
You know what a bidet is?
I'll call my bidet guy.
It's the stream of water. And we were talking about, like, how much would that cost, do you think? and where would you put it? Like, where I don't have room. Because I have little, you know, the little water closets.
Exactly.
I don't know that I would have room for a bidet. And then number two was this guy apparently, the joke is going around online that this guy goes into Costco and buys 30 boxes of meat. And the person at the checkout counter went, because we're out of toilet paper and blah, blah, blah. Why you buy 30 boxes of meat? And the guy goes, oh, is that how you do it? And the person at the counter goes, well, what do you mean? And he goes, well, I'm not feeding my kids toilet paper. 30 boxes of meat. And I went, ooh, maybe I should go get meat. Yeah. I don't know.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things on 98.5 KLUC.
Everybody stay cool. We'll get through this together.
Exactly.
So now for something entirely different. And I went, let's go totally lighthearted and dumb. Is the stupidest thing I saw on the internet over the last 3 days.
Yep.
Does your car have a name?
My old car had a name, but not my new one.
What's your old car's name?
Ladybug, because I had a little bug.
Aww.
Car have a name?
First car, James.
Oh, I like it.
Why was?
Because my mom said she always, if she ever, you know, was rich, she would have a driver named James. So I just named my car James.
What was your car's name? Your car's name?
No, I don't think so. The closest I ever got.
Someone that would.
Nah, we had a Pinto party wagon. When I was, I had a Pinto wagon. I had an older Le Mans, like a muscle car type thing.
Okay.
Because we all did in high school. And it was leaking oil in the driveway. And my mom got pissed and sold it to a guy while I was at my dad's one weekend.
Oh, man.
She sold the car out from under me and bought a Pinto wagon, which I think, she thought it might curtail. Because I was a crazy driver when I was a kid. That's where it started. And by the way, I got it from her. So
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. My mom was the lead foot. But she sold that car out from under me, got me the Pinto party wagon, and it was a blue Pinto wagon. And she thought that would control everything. No, you could get 12 people and like 4 cases of beer in that car. And it became the Pinto party wagon.
That's funny.
So did your car have a name? 702-364-9898. Trolls World Tour tickets. Say that 3 times
fast.
Pac-12 men's basketball tournament finals passes. Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin. We'll put those tickets up for grabs.
I
slapped the counter for emphasis.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, just really quick. It's going to be rainy this morning, a little bit slick, and you know what happens with traffic when stuff like this goes down. So give yourself another couple of minutes this morning. Although I had heard earlier, the wettest week of the year.
It was supposed to rain straight all the way through Tuesday morning, all the way to Friday.
Yeah, and then now maybe not so much.
Yeah.
It just depending on who you talk to. So maybe some, probably not a lot. I don't know. Why couldn't it have been that way for NASCAR weekend, though? Why couldn't we have gotten the, why couldn't we have overshot it on NASCAR weekend?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I go by my dog's gauge because my dog does not like rain at all. And she was being very stubborn this morning about going outside. She got to the edge of the driveway and was like, no.
Oh, like she smelled the humidity in the air, smelled the rain and said, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. She's like, I'm good. Thanks. Dragging her to the dog.
So what does she do? She hold it?
No, like I basically had to pick her up their front paws and like push her forward. And she's like, okay, we're good. And started walking, but very, very slow. hesitant. I'm like, if you just go to the bathroom, you're fine.
Your car in high school, college?
College. Ladybug was her name. Because
color?
Little blue bug.
Light blue, dark blue?
It was a light blue bug.
Of course it was.
Yeah, and then it caught on fire with me, so then Ladybug was no more. What?
Oh, wow.
I owned it for 2 months.
What kind of
thing
stuff are you doing?
How did it catch on fire?
We just get that way spring break.
Stop the show. We've got to hear the story.
It was an early graduation present from my parents, and they bought it during my birthday month in January, and we were on spring break in March. And
what does this have to do with the car catching on fire?
I was driving back to Tallahassee, and my car caught on fire.
Why did the car catch on fire?
I don't know. It just caught on fire with me driving. There was a short circuit. I don't know. But there's smoke that started billowing out of the front part of my car. So I pulled over. Police officer pulls over because he sees the smoke, pops the windshield open or whatever. And there's just flames.
No, stop it. Pop the windshield open.
What is it? The thing that the
hood.
The hood?
No. Like the one that's inside the car. Yeah, where like the air vents and stuff like that are at.
Dashboard?
The dashboard. That's what the word I'm looking for right there. But pops the dashboard
the guy showed up and popped the windshield out. I'm like, wait a minute, this story's crazy. Okay, so, and they tore the dashboard off.
Yeah.
So nobody ever told you what caught on fire?
No.
Was it a used car that they got you?
It was used, but it was only like 2 or 3 years old.
Why do you suppose the other people? That's why you get rid of stuff. All right, 702-364-9898. Did your car have a name? Not the car you drive now.
Not the car I drive now, but James was the name.
Was that your first car? Was James your first car?
Yes, and it was a Ford Contour. And if you ask me what color, I still can't figure it out to this day because it was like, if anybody remembers Ford Contours when they first came out, they're like blue or purple or I don't even remember. I don't even know what color that was.
I'll give you that because you said Ford. We're both Googling. You said Ford Contour and I thought brown immediately. And it's like, and you're like, Mom.
Mine was, it was used too.
No one's
didn't
ever going to want to ride in my car.
I got a funny story about when my parents bought me my first car.
Tell it.
So they said that I don't remember this, but when they came over to me to tell me that they were buying me a car, they said I completely cried, fell over, and said, "Why are you doing this to me?" It was too much responsibility for me to handle.
Oh my God.
And here's what's funny. They had to tell you that's what happened. Like, you don't.
I don't remember it. I guess I blacked it. I don't remember it at all.
You were so upset.
I was so upset. And they're all happy, ready to say, "Oh, we got you a car," ready for the teenager to scream and shout and be so happy. No. And I'm like, "No, why are you doing this to me?"
Hang on, Joseph. We're letting little Jess finish her story of why she didn't want a car when she was a kid. That's awesome. Joseph, does your car now have a name or was this a previous car?
Previous car.
Tell us.
So my car was Quicksilver. My mom and dad had a friend from England that brought their vehicle over, and it was a sterling silver. I don't even know what type of car that is nowadays. But it was, I also used to drive fairly quick as a teenager.
Sure.
And my mom always said that I should be a NASCAR driver, and I never followed that dream.
Sterling. The type of car was sterling silver?
It was called a sterling silver from England.
Sterling?
And so I had this little beater sterling silver that I ran around in and zipped the traffic in.
Oh, man. Dude, I can't even find it on here. Like,
no, me neither.
On
all
Google.
That popped up was an Audi. I'm like, dang, you're rich.
Oh, that's great.
And the name of the car was Quicksilver.
Quicksilver.
That's awesome. That is great. I love these stories. Rita, who's downtown, what is it your current car or a previous car? Does anybody have their current car with it that's named?
I mean, the only thing I think about is probably car clubs or anything like that might have their car.
I don't know. Rita, tell us about the name of your car.
Okay, it's my daughter's car. She kept scratching my car and dinging it, so I finally gave her some money and told her, no, go buy yourself a car. She went and bought one cute little blue car, and she named it Beater Trip.
Beater Trip?
And, of course, she doesn't scratch her car, and her car's clean. So funny.
But
they called it Beater Trip.
And it's called what again?
Beater Trip. Not Beatrice, but Beater Trip.
Got it.
It's a beater car.
Not Beatrice, Beatrice. Got it. Got it. Now it all makes sense. Yeah, Devin, I knew there'd be at least one of these. What's your what's the name of your car?
POS.
Yeah, we all have one of those. We all have one of those. Michael in the Northwest, name of your car?
Current car that we have that has a name is a Camry, a white Camry, baby beluga. Just looks like a beluga whale.
Right.
previous cars that we've had with names, 15-passenger van, Betsy, a little green Honda Accord, Hermes a Hermit, looks like a hermit. let me think. What was the other one?
Big Bert. I've got Big Bert. I've got Big Bert on my screen.
Yeah, Big Bert was a Suburban. Oh, my gosh. Big white Suburban. Big Bert. And then my daughter, her car that she wants is a Corolla. So she's Rolla the Corolla.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Cute. If this was a competition, Michael would win. Oh, well, maybe not. Jessica in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
What was the name of your car?
Hey. My name.
Is that the name of your car?
Jessica, are you listening to us on the radio where there's a little bit of a delay right now and you're not listening to us on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on downtown. I'm driving to work. So there's like mad rain right now. But my brown sugar was a 96. Toyota Corolla. She was a toy car, and she was all brown. Because back in the day, they weren't these fancy colors. It was just tan everywhere. So tan seats, tan interior, tan outside. It was just brown. So she was my brown sugar.
She called it brown. She called it brown. She called it brown sugar. Hannah from Northtown as well. Hit us on Twitter really quick. My favorite first pick thus far. My truck has a name, all right. It's Andres Rodrigo Rodriguez. And yes, there is a backstory.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Night number one of the Bachelor finale. Everything you hoped it would be?
And more. It was probably the most dramatic episode in Bachelor history.
I've heard that before. Uh-huh. I've heard that before, that it was going to be the most dramatic rose ceremony ever. I've heard, and this really was this time?
It really was. One girl who we all think Peter is actually in love with ended up leaving, Madison. She ended up leaving. She's like, I love you, and our lifestyle is just so different. You deserve to be happy, and I don't know if I can give that to you. So she left.
Okay, but you have also made notes on, we have a sheet of different things that we pass back and forth.
Yeah.
But you've said that she's basically manipulated the situation.
No. Barbara, who is Peter's mom, manipulated this situation more than anything else. Barbara started crying to Peter saying, we don't want Madison.
Madison's mom?
No, Barbara is Peter's mom.
Peter's mom.
Barbara has manipulated the situation and was like crying to Peter about Madison needs, we don't want Madison, we want Hannah Ann. And then Peter was like, you don't know Madison the way I know Madison. It's a whole thing.
I realized, why am I trying to understand, and B, why am I trying to make sense out of any of this?
Yeah.
Because it's The Bachelor, and it's the most dramatic episode
It was the most dramatic
ever.
Rose ceremony ever, from
Bachelor
what I understand.
Nation.
No, you loved it, and everything was great.
Was great, so we have part two tonight.
Good enough for me. Uh-huh. I was watching the Golden Knights, as I should.
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed, or if you just want to hear it again, at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app. Just search Chep Buchanan.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
So our buddy, Asia Wilson of the Las Vegas Aces, is always talking about how great the University of South Carolina is. And rightfully so. They're putting a statue up of her outside of the arena. You know what I mean? And she loves her school, and she's from South Carolina and all that. And I've always gone, okay, I get it.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. I might be convinced now, because there's a long way around to this. But there's a Wendy's on the campus at the University of South Carolina. That might be enough to sway your thoughts.
All right.
That alone. But one of their employees has been going through some tough times. There's this guy, and I think Asia's going to come in either later this week or next week or whatever, just because March Madness is starting, you know, with the the NCAA basketball tournament and whatever, and we're starting to ramp up towards the Aces. So, and honestly, we love Asia so much that just anytime we can have her in, why not? So I want to ask her if she knows this guy. There's this guy named Malcolm Coleman who's worked in the food industry for over 15 years ago. And about a year ago, he and his mom lost their house to an electrical fire. Even worse, it happened on his birthday.
Oh.
The house is still standing, but they can't live there. Insurance didn't cover the damages. They can't afford to fix it. Stuck in the middle, you know. So they've been couch surfing for over a year.
Oh, no.
You know, going living with friends and family wherever they can. Malcolm is very popular. This is why I wonder if Asia knows this guy. He remembers, in fact, you know what? Let's see if we can get her on the phone. He remembers their names and, sorry, a little video on my phone right there. I was literally going to text right now to see if we can get Asia on the phone. This guy, Malcolm, literally remembers everybody's names. And he somehow managed, you know, to keep a smile on his face through this whole thing.
Oh, okay.
So this student named Robert Calderoni found out about the fire and decided that he wanted to help.
Hi, I'm Rob from Delta Sigma Phi at the University of South Carolina. We're fundraising on behalf of our friend and member of the USC community, Malcolm Coleman. Malcolm's family recently nearly lost their entire home in an electrical fire. So I encourage you to watch the rest of this video, check out our GoFundMe page, and get to know our friend Malcolm.
So that was like a month ago. In fact, one month ago today, they did that video, started the GoFundMe. Up over $40,000.
Oh, right, awesome. Now.
They think the whole thing will cost about $75,000, so they're still raising money. If you want to help out, search Mission : Malcolm on GoFundMe. And
That's really neat.
It's really cool. And I guess it's the lesson there is just be nice to people.
Exactly.
Because you never know, you know, you never know when it'll come back. Like that's your good feeling story of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, I realized that yesterday I was probably the first victim of coronavirus shaming.
Yes, you were, sir.
I didn't come to work because on Sunday, I'm also an allergy denier. Because I will tell everybody I don't have allergies, but the wind, you know, stirred everything up on Sunday.
Yeah.
So my eyes were watering. And I was sneezing and coughing. I went, I can't come to work.
Yeah, did you felt the pressure from everyone at corporate that was like, don't come to work.
Yeah.
I really did. Honest to God, I really did. I went, because they were like, if you have any symptoms of anything at all, stay home.
Yep.
And I was like, I looked at my wife and I was like, we just kind of like shrugged our shoulders. And then I sent a text to you guys.
Yeah.
And to our boss. And then we went and got spicy ramen and I was fine.
Cleared it all right up for you.
But it could have come back. You never know.
You guys are traveling this weekend, though. Are you nervous at all?
Let me ask you that question. Are you nervous that we're going to Seattle?
Yes, I'm
very
nervous.
Which is like ground zero of, but are you nervous for yourself that we're going to bring something back?
Yes, I'm extremely nervous for myself. It's completely selfish.
I'm not at all. I'm not at all.
I feel like you're a carrier, and I'm just going to get sick residually now.
So I retweeted something yesterday of how the world is all worked up about coronavirus and you don't touch anything or anything. And then, but little kids who don't care. And by the way, have you noticed this too? There are no kids. We haven't lost any kids to coronavirus.
Yes.
Not one. Not a single kid.
And then like 99% of the cases that have passed away from it are like 60 and over or something like that.
But there was a meme that said, you know, the world freaking out about coronavirus, kids. And it's this little girl who's licking a handrail. It's true. So somebody else said that. They go, well, when you go through that airport in Seattle, don't you touch anything. And I'm like, what do you think I do while I don't touch anything anyway.
Yeah.
In the airport. It's not like I'm running my hands down the wall while I'm walking. You know what I mean? No, my hands are in my pockets.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I'm not touching anything anyway. And we are also, though, we're not crazy people. Like, we don't wipe down the seat, but we wipe the armrests and the buckles. And we've done that anyway for probably the last couple, 3 years.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And people look at us funny. We get the worst looks. People, because they think, oh, these people. But we're cool about it. Like, here, okay, here's your wipe. All right, there's my wipe. And we wipe down our tray. And we wipe down the armrest. And it's nice.
All it takes is one time to get burned on one of those flights. Like, I was in a seat, and there was something wet on the buckle, and I touched it, and I freaked out. And it was like sticky wet, and I'm like,
gross. That's the grossest thing ever. That's the grossest thing you've ever said.
I know.
Why did you just say that?
Because it was years ago. I've disinfected since then.
But why did you just say that?
Because
so bad.
I'm warning people. Bring your disinfectant wipes. You're not the crazy guy. They are.
I can feel the energy of the people who just jabbed the button to get away from this show as quickly as possible.
Now they know to bring their wipes.
You just said there was a gross thing on the... There was a gross thing on the thing.
Now they know to bring wipes.
Well, you think you're doing some public service?
I am. I feel like I helped somebody there.
Well, the airlines have their protocols now, like the way our studio's set up with two disinfecting bottles and wipes. And I hear the airlines, they've got this whole new procedure now. I'm sure they're thrilled.
I've been getting a lot of emails. That's what I know. I've been getting a lot of emails from the airlines. Here's what I want to know. So like you said, we have a number of procedures now.
Yeah.
So the engineers went out. My assumption is they went to, O'Reilly Auto Parts or somewhere, because they got industrial, like we've got shop towels in here. Do you know what shop towels?
Yeah.
These are shop towels. So we have a bunch of little towels in the room, of which now there's only one clean one. Okay. And they've got oddly named cleaners and disinfectants, which I assume are the cheapest ones they could buy.
And they smell horrible.
I love how the focus.
I like the one. I like the disinfectant one. I don't know why, but I'm that guy. I like, I'm not normal when it comes to stuff like that.
The focus on the disinfectant one, though, is odor eliminator. Got it. That's what we need in a studio.
We definitely needed that.
We need a disinfectant is what we need.
No, we have that as well. It's disinfectant and it eliminates odors. Thank God. And it's weird. And then we have another all around cleaner and degreaser, which I don't think anybody's using that. I think they're just using the disinfectant. But then also there are all these used shop towels laying around here.
Mm-hmm.
What are you supposed to do with these things?
Don't know.
There's maybe these two little posters that they put up about the coronavirus
That's Southern Nevada Health District. We just have nothing to do. We have nowhere to take the dirty towels.
Yeah, like normally you have like a drop area, like a drop bag where you put dirty towels or something like that. Like normally that's a thing if that's a requirement in your industry, and we don't have that.
Even if we had it, Kayla, who's cleaning it and taking it out and giving us more towels? Like,
yeah, right. So if we have a bucket, even if we have a towel bucket, then what happens to the towel bucket?
Yeah, who's in charge of that?
And is somebody going to go wash these towels?
God, I hope so.
Stop touching your face.
I'm doing it
She's
with my
doing
sleeve.
It all morning.
Stop touching your face.
I'm doing it with my sleeve.
All right, enough coronavirus.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I realize I'm asking for a little love and faith. We did a thing when I was a kid. They called it the Canadian Exchange.
Okay.
So the bit was you went up there, you went up to Canada for the weekend.
Okay.
From Seattle, it's like a 3-hour drive. You went up there and stayed with family up there, played a game, and then they came and stayed with you the next weekend. It was always a lot of fun. My mom somehow got roped into the driving, and there ended up being like 8 kids in the car. It just seemed like it was 8. I'm sure there was like 3 kids in the car. But we went up there, got shelled. Just got shelled.
Really?
And the family that I was supposed to stay with, they had another sick kid in the house. So I ended up staying. And I'm sure my mom was like, wanted to go party or what, you know, wanted to go whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was supposed to be staying with this other family. And I ended up staying with my mom. And then the other kid, when they came down the next weekend, he was a nightmare. This kid, he was a jerk.
Oh, no.
And yeah, and my mom was like, never again. That was the first thing that came to mind for me. I don't know why. Megan says they earlier, like a couple of months ago, went to Salt Lake City for a hockey tournament, ended up going out in the first round. Her kid played one shift. They drove to Salt Lake and drove all the way back for her kid to play one shift.
Aww.
And they thought it, because they thought they were going to go further in this tournament, and they got upset. What was the longest trip that where you go, yeah, that just might not have been. That just might not have been.
Not really worth it at all.
Yeah, and it's not the expense or even the commitment. But I mean, at some point you go, God, that was kind of a waste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing, and the reason why I played this music. Will there be one parent that's willing to call in and tell their story? Because we're starting to see stuff come in. Starting to see stuff come in so that we don't have to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Will there be one parent that will be willing to say that one of those trips, we know you went to the soccer tournament in San Diego. It was awful. You went to the softball tournament just outside of Phoenix.
They lost every single game.
They lost every game. They got 10-run ruled every time. You drove home. You went, oh, my God, why'd we do that? Come on. You can do it. 702-364-9898.
If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm sensing a little sarcasm on our... I'm sensing a little sarcasm. That's all. As expected, nobody was willing to have their voice heard.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. In fact,
there was just a blessing to be there.
And there were plenty of people who called and said, oh, yeah, I can't go on the air with this, though. Okay, you realize it's a radio show. Thank you for your participation. But honestly, I'll call and tell you my story, but I can't go on the air. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Much love. Kayla, what was the longest road trip that your parents took in your athletic career that, you know, they're happy to have gone, but maybe on the way home they went, kind of
From Venice, Florida, west coast of Florida, all the way to Boston.
What?
Yes. So I cheered at Florida.
Stop the music. What?
So I cheered at Florida State from 2007 to 2010. I was a cheerleader for Florida State. I was on their all-girl team, which the all-girl team did not travel with the football team when they went to games. They did not travel with them.
Got it.
This was an exception. It was kind of an off-season scrimmage game that they were doing with Boston College, who is a rival of Florida State's in some aspect.
Yeah.
So my parents were very excited that for the first time ever, the all-girl team was traveling. So they booked flights. They were like, we're going to go to this. It's going to be a great time. And we get there, and the whole thing got rained out.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't even get to see me on the field. I didn't get to touch the field at Boston College.
Uh-huh.
And they were so... Wow. I mean, we get to hang out, but it was just... Yeah, they were so sad.
Aww.
Just these two, because they're so good. Megan says, my parents... I grew up in Tennessee. My parents drove 15 hours from Tennessee to Oklahoma to watch me lose in the Arabian Horse Youth National Championships. They never even complained that our family vacation that year was in Oklahoma City, and I lost. God bless my family. And Amanda says, every experience I have had in my child's athletic career has been a positive one, one that I will cherish for my lifetime. Period. How dare you suggest otherwise?
Jeff Buchanan.
I listen in the mornings.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, first of all, congratulations on going to the gym.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yay.
I'm proud of you.
Trying to maintain, man.
Okay, second question I have. Did you mind your own business?
Does Kayla, one ever mind their own business
no,
at the
no,
gym?
No. Kayla brought up something that happened to her. And I just have one question. I told her, don't expand, just yes or no. Did you mind your own business?
Yes.
Did you?
I did.
I'm proud of you again. And shocked.
I went against every instinct possible. I did my own business.
Thank you. That's exactly it. I knew it. Should she have gone with her instincts and not minded her own business? But in this case, for once, she stayed out of it.
Yeah.
No, we'll tell you. This is I hate to bring this back like two bits in a row, but this is, what would you do? What would you do? Kayla thought she might be finding herself in a life and death situation, mm-hmm. but for once, minded her own business.
When a life was on the line, people.
A life could have been on the line.
Yes.
No, like, honestly.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So once again, congratulations on going to the gym this weekend.
Thank you.
Very proud of you for doing that.
Yeah.
Amy and I did a partial walk this weekend.
Oh, okay. So like two laps instead of four?
Three.
Oh, okay.
Three. Good job.
Yeah, three. Three instead of the three is better than nothing. Yeah.
Exactly.
I had to go potty, so we had to go home soon. I was like, I'd really like to try and finish this. It ain't happening. It's not. My wife was very accommodating. So then, while you're at the gym, is he really having a hard time, or is he a vocal worker outer?
He's not he could just be a vocal worker outer. However, he was overweight. He was extremely overweight.
Okay.
So I think he's trying to get into the gym, get his workout on, which I'm very appreciative of.
You're on the treadmill?
We're on the treadmill, and he's next to me, and he is like, just like, that is not an exaggeration. This is what's happening for a good 15 to 20 minutes. And I'm like, I'm getting concerned because I was doing a quick treadmill thing, and then I'm going to go do some you know, ab workout or whatever. I was, like, really concerned for him because he's sweating profusely. He's pale. Like, he looks like he's about to, like, pass out.
Why are you
out.
Staring at the guy next to you? Are you objectifying the person next to you at the gym?
If I have my ear covering headphones on, where like they're like noise canceling headphones on, and I can hear you through those, you're being so loud. Just know that. So I was really concerned about this guy. So to the point where I stopped after I got done with the treadmill, and he's still going, and he's barely making it without falling off the edge. Like, I'm like, I gotta tell someone about this. And so I thought about going up to the front and telling one of the trainers, like, hey, do you want to go talk to that guy? Because I think he's about to pass out. Like, he's been, like, huffing and puffing the whole time.
I love that part of it. It's not, hey, I'm worried about this guy. He doesn't look good. No, Kayla wants something to be done. Kayla, not just, hey, keep an eye on that guy. I think he's, you know, you see he's a little heavy. And he's having a rough go.
Yeah.
And he's really struggling. Not keep an eye on this guy. No. You should go tell him what he should be doing. You need to tell him to stop it. Because Kayla wants to control your life. She does. Kayla, have you read all the rules at the gym?
I have not read all the rules.
What are the rules about? Are you sure?
I probably know most of them, though, if you want to quiz me on
well,
it.
Well, what are the rules on about you minding your own business during other people's workouts?
There's no, I've not seen those rules just yet. I have a rapport with some of the trainers at the gym.
Of course.
And so I thought that I would be like helping a little bit, but then I don't want to overstep because it's not my business at all. And I'm
how many of them know that you know CPR?
Four. Four of them know that actually, because one of them listens to the show and wanted to come. And so.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But how many of them know directly because you've told them that in a pinch, you could be pressed into service?
Probably two. Probably two. And then the third is like a residual.
Just want to let you guys know that if you need me, I'm CPR certified.
I'm here.
Yeah, because ever since we took that class, like, my fists are on my hips and I'm like,
you're ready?
Anytime.
You're
ready
as well?
To go.
Prepared.
Even in the coronavirus stage,
I've told no one.
I would still give CPR.
I don't want anybody looking at me. If I decide to step in, okay.
So do you think I did the right thing, or do you think I should have said something?
Well, had what you were going to say, had that been, this guy looks like he's, you know, just keep an eye on that guy over there.
Uh-huh.
Just if he goes down, I want you to be ready.
Okay.
but you wanted somebody to tell him to stop.
I wanted someone to regulate him a little bit.
She said regulate him a little.
That's not your business. You're the one who drives in the left lane and goes, I'm doing the speed limit. Go around.
I am not that person. I stay in the middle lane and I go the speed limit.
Because you want to have options.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. I want to be able to bail out on both sides. So I was just a little concerned for him. And I'm going to look for him again. I'm proud of him for going to the gym.
Why are you going to look for him again? What?
Because I'm concerned. The problem is if I don't see him at the gym, I'm like, did something happen? Or
what if they don't see you at the gym? Are they going to go, is she eating pizza?
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
During my ridiculous self-quarantine yesterday. So dumb.
Self-inflicted quarantine.
So dumb. I'm the first victim of coronavirus shaming. No, I stayed home yesterday because on Sunday, I was coughing and sneezing, and they said, if you're doing that, you got to stay home.
Stay home, stay away from people,
I was like, okay.
And we thank you for it.
I suppose, but I wasn't sick.
I know.
That's the thing.
But you never know. The thing with allergies is, at least with my experience, is they do develop into colds.
Well, I should have stayed home today, too. Yes. I might leave right now.
And you were exposed to so many people over the weekend. It's just,
That was my thing. And by the way, I thought that there would be a lot of people that wouldn't shake hands, that mm-hmm. wouldn't want to get near you.
You would think, yeah.
I was kind of prepared for that. No, business as usual. In fact, there were a couple of people, and I just jokingly, like, I'd go way over the top. Like, I'd pull my hand back and stick my elbow out. Like, come on, man, let's bump elbows. Coronavirus! I'd say, I'd do that.
Yeah.
And they'd look like, what's wrong with you? What the hell, you? Shake my hand, idiot. They would. I was legitimately surprised at how so many people were business as usual.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine. Well, I was fine with, but taking precautions nonetheless. Yesterday, though, through the self-imposed quarantine, I was reading this thing that said, like 1 out of 10 men have thrown somebody's stuff out.
Oh.
After a fight.
That's crazy.
1 in 5 women have done it. 20% of women.
That's about right.
Then literally as I'm reading this thing and I'm about to say something to my wife about it, then this TV commercial comes on and this couple's in a fight and she's throwing all of his stuff out the second story window down into the driveway. And my wife goes, that doesn't really happen, does it? She was like, have you ever had your stuff thrown out? And I'm like, well, I hope that I would be
I
would stop short of having that happen. Uh-huh. The things wouldn't escalate to that point. I said, to answer your question, no. I have not had all of my stuff end up in the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Does that really happen?
See, I've never had it happen to me.
Do you know, but have you, your friends, anybody? I know a guy.
Oh!
I know a guy. Only because she put it on Instagram.
Oh gosh.
Never have evidence on that. No.
Yeah.
I have a friend from college.
And by the way, she wanted to have evidence of it. No, that was, she threw it out, took pictures, said, you'll think twice.
Oh, wow. Girls are crazy.
Little Jess, you were at times. I tell you, you've told stories of past escapades.
Oh, I do.
You ever thrown somebody's stuff into the front yard?
If you come to me with drama, I will definitely play the role. And yes, I have.
Have you really?
How many times?
Have you really just said that's it? You're
just
out?
Yeah, like once. And like, and here's the thing is, like, it's funny when you're in the moment, you don't just throw anything. You remember all the things that are valuable to that person and the meaning behind them. And that's the stuff you get your hands on. And it feels funny. So good.
That's interesting. So you had a there was actually a method to your madness.
Yeah, I'm assuming there always is.
So I'm guessing. There was a base layer. It's kind of like making 7-layer dip. You put the beans on the bottom so that they can support the rest of the dip on the way up. So you put the chonies on the bottom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that, okay, great. Those are going. You put the other clothes, then maybe the little nicer clothes so they can see them.
And if your person is like your Jordans, you touch the Jordans.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then if there's no pants or chonies that are that expensive, you go to his trophies.
Yeah.
You know,
trophies on top.
His basketball Jordans cards.
On top. suits on top.
Suits, yes.
Sure.
Yeah. So he has a problem with work.
Right.
You cut him deep everywhere you can.
That's outstanding.
Oh,
so, okay, so I think you know the question. 702-364-9898. Have you actually seen, do you have firsthand or secondhand knowledge of this actually happen?
I have, Fred, I helped with this.
You helped?
I helped. I did not throw anything, but I helped her accumulate the things.
Come over here. We've got to get this stuff into the driveway. That's fantastic. No, we need to hear that. 702-364-9898.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So you helped with this one time?
I did help with this one time.
You helped to throw somebody's stuff out into the front yard or into the driveway?
Yeah, so my task with it was just accumulating all the stuff with my friend's boyfriends that was in her house. They'd been dating for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in college. And so she's like, get all this stuff, I don't care. And I happened to be at the house when she found out that he not only cheated on her, but also got another girl pregnant.
So it wasn't a phone. Yeah. It wasn't a phone call. Hey, get over here. I've got a job. You can't ask me what it is.
No, I happened to be at her house. And then she found out that not only that he cheated, he also got a girl pregnant and found out from a friend of a friend. And so she's just freaking out, and her revenge was, we're going to accumulate all of this and then throw it out, and then we ended up burning it instead.
Drea, tell your story.
It's kind of the same. I knew my husband at the time was cheating, and he had brought home some new Timberlands that I didn't buy him, and I knew she bought him. So I soaked them in water, and then while those were soaking, I went and threw all his stuff over the balcony in the rain. So I ruined all his stuff.
Oh my God!
And while those were, it's almost like a cooking show. So while the Timberlands are soaking, go get the rest of his items and throw them out in the rain. It's perfect. Sam and Henderson, your dad threw your stuff out.
He sure did.
Uh huh.
I was going through a party phase, and he was over it. And I don't remember what it was, but that took him over the knot. He just one day I came home, all my stuff was in the front door and the lawn. And then to make it even worse, because I remember getting off that day, getting dropped off, I tried to get my car out of the garage, put the keypad in, and guess what? It wasn't working.
Nope.
Oh, he changed it on
you.
So he completely locked the car that I paid for in the garage. So not only did I have all my stuff out there, and so he was very precise about what he put out there, though. You know, stuff that he knew I couldn't put together. And I had to call a friend to go pick me up. So it was just horrible.
Wow. Oh, no.
Wow, that's rough. Mike, you were called in to witness the blessed event.
Yeah, I did. My buddy and his girl split up a while back, and she gave me a call and said, hey, I know I've been holding this stuff. Will you bring him to come pick it up? And I was like, well, I'll go pick him up, and we'll be over in like 15 minutes. Well, we pull up. She walks out of the house, and it's like all in the driveway, and I start laughing. I'm like, hey, dummy, like, here's all your stuff. Let's get it. And I don't know. It was like super premeditated. Like, she had like flame, like the fire fluid, like the fire fluid or whatever. Lighter fluid.
Sure.
And she just like burned his stuff when we were walking up.
Oh,
and I waited for you to get there and torch his stuff.
Yeah, and she started like looking at a picture and saying, "This is you!" Like screaming from the house. So I just left. I was like, "Dude, this
don't need you don't need any part of that."
That is some Carrie Underwood like country music stuff.
Mary, you actually threw their stuff out twice.
Well, so one, my ex was cheating on me, so I took all his stuff. I was pregnant at the time, the ultrasound picture, and I took it to his girl's house. Threw it all in her lawn. And her father was a pastor, so of course he wasn't too happy with that. And then the second one, my best friend was like, I can't believe he cheated on me, blah, blah, blah. I was like, let's throw his stuff out and burn it. So it was perfect timing.
Such a good friend.
We piled everything in the front lawn. And as he was pulling up, we started lighting it from both sides. So he couldn't save a thing. He had to buy everything new, and it was her car. So, yeah, he regretted it really quick.
Mary, oh, yeah.
Mary's like, I can help you with this. I have experience here. I know how this works. Dude, Dustin, serious. You called in movers.
No, it wasn't like that. What happened was I basically was supporting this girl that was going to UNLV, and I was actually the homeowner. Something happened between me and her. I don't even remember what it was. She basically called in movers, and they moved everything out of the house, stuff out of the refrigerator, stuff out of the closet, my stuff, her stuff, everything. And whenever I came home from work, there was a roll of toilet paper in the middle of the living room because she figured I was going to crap myself. And then further than that, she ended up all baby, baby this and baby, baby that. She ended up moving back in with me the second everything settled down.
Oh, no.
She decided that she wanted to go do some partying or this, that, or the other. She didn't come home one weekend. So I basically took all her stuff, loaded it up into a U-Haul. She comes knocking on the door. The locks were changed, and I basically just handed her a key to her U-Haul out the door.
And at least you got your stuff back.
Yeah.
Most of it, but you know, it's like you move stuff a couple times and it's equal to a fire, you know?
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's not like these guys were nice about anything, but I learned you don't mess with that stuff anymore.
So it really doesn't just happen on TV.
No.
This stuff really.
Are you ready?
Kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Who is contestant number one today?
Emily Luna from Henderson.
Hello, Em. What's your buzzer going to be?
It's going to be Poppy.
Poppy?
Yeah, that's Princess Poppy's name in Trolls.
Oh.
Oh, you're so much smarter than we are.
Yeah, and you have kids, clearly.
I do.
Yeah, you're pretty fired up about this. All right, then, who's contestant number two?
All the way, May from
That's
the Southwest.
Our buddy, what's your buzzer going to be, May? Oh, wait, I should probably put her phone line up. Hi, May, what's your buzzer going to be?
Hey, it's going to be ding, ding, ding.
Okay, then. Here's the deal. I mean, really, you're just playing for bragging rights. Everybody wins. Kayla's going to ask question number one, even though it really doesn't matter.
So, after last night's part one of the Bachelor finale, who is the only girl left in the competition? Is that Madison, Hannah Ann, or Victoria F?
Poppy.
Watch that.
That was Emily.
I don't watch it either, but I'm going to guess Madison.
Emily, no, Madison's the one that left, right?
Madison is the one who left,
wait,
yeah.
So there's only one left?
There's only one
Why
left.
Is there even a part two?
Because right? There's going to be a lot of drama tonight.
Drama and intrigue.
Yes.
Let me guess, Madison may come back.
So all the way May, was it Hannah Ann or Victoria F?
I'm going to go with the name Victoria F.
Victoria F. No.
It's Hannah Ann.
It doesn't matter, but no points.
So which major festival is thinking about moving to October because of the coronavirus outbreak? Is that Coachella, EDC,
or... Ding, ding,
my
was that May? Was that May?
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. It's May because it really doesn't matter. May, what's your answer?
Coachella.
Is it Coachella? Also hearing August. Which, what sounds more horrible than being in the IE in August?
Right.
Or Coachella.
Nothing.
Blech.
I know.
It's ones it may, but it really doesn't matter as we go to the all-important third and final question.
Blue Ivy Carter was with her dad, Jay-Z, at a basketball game on Sunday and got starstruck by who? LeBron James, Steph Curry, or James Harden?
Poppy. Ding, ding, ding.
Emily.
I want to say Steph Curry.
Emily says Steph Curry. If Emily's right, it really doesn't matter. It'll be a tie, but they both win anyway. If Emily is wrong, it really doesn't matter, but May will have more points, but they both win anyway.
Yes.
So is it Steph Curry? Dramatic pause. No, it's LeBron. It's LeBron, but who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? Okay. All the way, May wins, but you both win. It doesn't matter. Okay. That's very exciting. No, you both. So you both get 4 front of the line passes for Trolls World Tour. We're doing an advanced screening on April 4th, and you get a digital download of the movie soundtrack featuring Justin Timberlake and SZA's The Other Side.
Ooh.
And thanks to our friends at Centennial Toyota. Everybody is Jeff Buchanan, Joe Jones. Everybody's a winner today on
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. Now your workday starts commercial-free with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. I love these guys.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The greatest person in the world.
All right, little Jess, what you got?
So on Friday, a video circulated of Post Malone and previous concerts where he looked like he was high off drugs and people were very concerned about him. And I didn't really talk publicly about it.
Yeah. We may have been at one of those concerts. Or two.
But people were really concerned. So a friend asked me how I felt about it, being that I'm taking my mother and my son this Saturday to see him for her birthday. So I got on my Instagram and I just talked about it for a little bit. But it actually triggered a lot of DMs coming through and conversations about like childhood trauma, accountability, all that good stuff. And Felicia and Nicole hit me up. Both of her parents were actually addicts, and she refused to adopt their struggles and actually has been on her own since 17, building her own loving family. She has a very supportive husband now, and her stepdaughter is the one that she helps manage addictions with and resentment from her childhood. And I thought that's awesome. Like, just, that was my whole point of even talking about it. It's amazing how we get so concerned about a celebrity, but they're also real people, just like Felicia, just like you, Chet, just like Kayla and myself. So I really appreciated Felicia Nicole for hitting me up.
She is called a drug addict.
Yeah.
I think so.
The greatest person in the world.
All right. Who's
I feel so inadequate going after that.
Oh,
but,
stop it.
Right? Who's got to follow that? Not me.
So, my boyfriend is not a small human being, so he takes up a good part of the bed. I am not a tiny human being, but I am smaller than him. Our dog, weirdly enough, our 35-pound dog, takes up the most amount of room on our bed ever. Like, just spreads out. I've never seen anything like it. And my body, for some reason, in the middle of the night, my body naturally conforms to allowing this dog to do whatever it wants. And so most nights I end up on the edge of the bed and my body's just like suspended there, like holding itself up. So I'm a little tense some mornings when I come in. My boyfriend helped me out combating that. He gave me his body pillow.
Which, by the way, I love that you're her 6'2", 200 some odd pound boyfriend is a body pillow.
Yes. That's one of his, five pillow collection. So
it's 5 pillows.
He's got 5 pillows
in the bed.
Yeah. And those would even take as much from his penny. So it's just a really sweet gesture. And honestly, it's kept me from rolling over in the middle of the night. So I'm not on the edge of the bed anymore.
Oh, so you put the body pillow between you and the edge?
Yeah.
I thought you put the body pillow between you and the dog.
No.
It should block the dog off.
But it stops me from rolling over. And it really has helped. I'm not like tense in my shoulders anymore and everything like that. My neck. Yeah,
like
my neck.
You need another
better
body pillow to block the dog away.
Exactly. We'll just get bumpers up everywhere.
The dog needs to be on the floor.
I think so. Anyway, to Buddy for the sweet gesture, you is
the greatest person in the world.
He is the best.
He is amazing.
I love him.
Yeah, I'm very spoiled.
I do. Thank you to our friends at the Blind Center of Nevada. They threw a great fundraiser on Saturday night. Tremendous. So a number of years ago, I hosted this thing, and they brought people that come to the Blind Center, and they're blind.
Yeah.
So they had this deal where they a little electrical pulse would touch their wrist and then they would know it was time for them to ring their bell.
Oh.
And that was the entertainment. I mean, that was it.
Okay.
That was it. Look at what we're doing here. And it was good. It was fine. This last Saturday, they did a tribute to the greatest music of Hollywood. The guy that used to be the lead singer of Kool and the Gang and another funk group called the Dazz Band. His name's Skip Martin, got together with these people from the Blind Center. There were 2 different choirs. There was a full band. They did 18 songs, and it was insanely good.
Oh, okay.
So to everybody that was there and everybody at the Blind Center, you just might be
the greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
My goodness, we gotta get out of here. Little Jess, who's on the phone?
Paul Zocalli from Henderson.
So, Paul, it is believed that I might be the first victim of what?
Coronavirus shaming.
Coronavirus shaming. Yes. I believe I've been the first victim of coronavirus shaming.
Forced to stay home yesterday because of it.
Forced. Yes. I had to quarantine.
Yeah. Self-quarantine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pac-12 finals tickets for you for this weekend. Who you got in that tournament? Do you care?
No, not really. I just want to see some sports.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Ohio.
I want to. That's not
Pac-12. That's not Pac-12. Okay. I was just taking a shot.
Ohio. That's fantastic. I don't know why. Were you trying to be funny?
I just throwing out there and see if it's
that was good. Yeah, just Ohio. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. The noted Pacific Pack.
Yes.
Pacific.
Yeah.
The noted West Coast team, Ohio.
Yes.
Oh, that's what Pack stands for? Is Pacific?
Yeah, you didn't.
No, I didn't know either.
Yeah, Pacific 12. Yeah. Conference of Champions. That's what they say.
Sweet.
That's what they say. Yeah, no, we really should go, shouldn't we?
We should, yes. All right.
Y'all have a great day. Be safe in the rain and be nice to each other. Now is the time when we probably all need to be nice to each other and help each other a little bit.
Amen to
that. So that we don't get the coronavirus.
So wash your hands.
And wash your damn paws. And we'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Come on. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.